From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Was there Russian hacking in the U.S. presidential election? The CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls, according to the Washington Post newspaper. Meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Eric Schultz is the White House Deputy Press Secretary.
This is not an effort to challenge the outcome of the election. We have acknowledged who won the election. It wasn't the candidate that the president campaigned for. So we're not calling into question the election results. We are taking seriously our responsibility to protect the integrity of those elections.
Schultz told reporters there's been a pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to coincide with U.S. elections. He said the investigation will go back to the 2008 presidential elections when cyber meddling was attributed to China. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour of America on Friday with stops in the states of Louisiana and Michigan. Also Friday, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani took himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet. Giuliani, a longtime Trump supporter, was considered a front runner in the race for Secretary of State. In another development on Friday, producers of a new version of a U.S. television show that catapulted Mr. Trump to nationwide prominence years ago said he will continue to be credited as the executive producer of the program. Gambia's president, Yahya Jammeh, says he rejects the outcome of last week's elections. This is a dramatic turnaround from last week when Jammeh telephoned opposition candidate Adama Barrow to concede defeat after the president's unexpected loss. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter says Washington is sending an additional 200 troops to Syria. He said they'll be used to help drive Islamic State, also known as ISIL, out of Raqqa, the self-proclaimed capital of the terrorist group.
These uniquely skilled operators will join the 300 U.S. Special Operations Forces already in Syria to continue organizing, training, equipping, and otherwise enabling capable, motivated local forces to take the fight to ISIL.
Carter was speaking in Bahrain at a conference on Middle East security where he said Russia, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's top foreign military backer, had inflamed the civil war and prolonged the suffering of the Syrian people. Large crowds in South Korea's capital are marching to celebrate the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye over an explosive corruption scandal that saw millions protest in previous weeks. They held a candlelight vigil near the presidential palace in Seoul, where Park will remain for up to 6 months until the Constitutional Court rules whether she should step down permanently. In Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner was asked about the U.S. position on the political situation in South Korea.
I can say that the U.S.-Korea relationship and alliance will continue to be a linchpin of regional stability and security. We're going to continue to meet all of our alliance commitments, especially with respect to defending against the threats we've seen emanating from North Korea.
The South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on a heightened surveillance and readiness should North Korea do something provocative in reaction to Park's impeachment. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders has been found guilty of insulting Moroccans and inciting discrimination, but he will not face any penalty or jail sentence, leaving him to run in elections next March. As Henry Ridgewell reports, observers say the trial could actually boost Wilders' chances of victory.
During the trial, the court was shown a video of the political rally in 2014 when Geert Wilders made the remarks that led to his conviction. Wilders asked the crowd of supporters if they wanted fewer or more Moroccans in your city and in the Netherlands. The crowd shouted back, "Fewer, fewer." Wilders replied, "We're going to take care of that." After a three-week trial, judges found him guilty of insulting a group and inciting discrimination, but cleared him of inciting hatred. In a video posted online after the verdict, Wilders accused the court of political bias.
You can count on it. I will never be silent.
Wilders is a strong opponent of the European Union. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Wilders' Freedom Party leads Dutch polls by as much as 10%. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.